Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsher dictating an endoscopy report on Michelle McGill, date of birth 5/12/1970, date of procedure November 18, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsher, DO. Referring doctor is Dr. Bell Weber Tiege. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is GERD, bright red blood per rectum, constipation, mid-epigastric and right upper quadrant abdominal pain, screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure, informed consent with a pain period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as a malignancy, well explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, status for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction and esophagus. Period. A retroflex tear was obtained of the cardiac. Period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillial orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex tear was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 8-2-3-3, period. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, at upper endoscopy, number one, there was an unremarkable proximal and metasophagus. Next line, the Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema throughout. Biopsies were obtained for histology and threw out H. pylori. Next line, there were two gastric polyps that were diminutive in size, removed by cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, number one, there was three ascending colon polyps that were sessile, period. One was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. This one was diminutive in size, period. Two were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Both were approximately 8 millimeters in size. Next line, there was a sessile transverse colon polyp that was approximately 10 millimeters in size. This was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was two sigmoid colon sessile polyps. One was removed with cold snare polypectomy. This one was approximately 6 millimeters in size. The other was diminutive in size and removed with cold forceps, cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were four diminutive rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, plan. Number one, follow biopsy pathology, period. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, period. Dance reflex precautions were recommended. Next line. Would recommend 1 year follow-up colonoscopy, pending paths. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line. Please go back to the colonoscopy portion of the findings and also state grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted, non-bleeding. And next line. Due to the patient's prior surgeries on her abdomen, the patient required a significant amount of pressure in order to intubate the cecum period. Pressure was applied in multiple areas, and this was achieved period. It is also important to state that the patient's colon was very spastic, tortuous, and looping, period.